brothers and sisters, that are sacrificed may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of the Lord, his holy church.
May this oblation, O Lord, to prayer, cleanse and renew us and make it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let's give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made. And forever praise you in your mighty works, through Christ our Lord. It will be all the angels who praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon this, like the new form, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death unto resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and make her bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, a Pope, John, a Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have left died in the mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be coheirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, within him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. At the serious command informed by divine teaching, we dare to sing. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of the church, and graciously grant to her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us of each other a sign of peace.
Peace be with you.
Behold the name of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be
healed. Thank you.
the Lord my soul,
and bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord my soul.
Bless the Lord, my soul.
and lead us to spirit.
Dio benedico a te, il Padre, il Santo, il Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The blessed day in which we love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.